And tonight, we're really going to have ourselves a good time, believe me.
Oh, boy, Jack, ain't the moon pretty tonight?
Oh, it sure is, Lulabelle. And you know, it seems to have the whole gang in a soft, romantic mood. Yes, sir, it looks like we're going to have a nice, quiet party here tonight. And what more...
Those pumpkins, Jack?
I guess I spoke when I should have been listening. But don't get excited, folks. The hayloft isn't being raided at all.
Well, it sure looks like it, Jack, with all those policemen coming in.
Oh, now, don't worry, Archie. They're just escorting our guest of honor to the barn dance from the swank Mayfair room of the Blackstone Hotel where he's appearing.
Oh, sure, and here he comes now. Gosh, ain't he pretty. Oh, start them fiddles, boys, Jack. Oh, I saw him first, girl. Now, you leave him
alone. Hold on now, Lulabelle, hold on. You'll get to dance with him after a while. But right now, I want to introduce him to the folks. Here he is, that romantic singing star of stage, screen, and radio, Phil Regan.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Jack. You know, I've heard so much about all the fun you have here in your Saturday night hayloft parties that it's really a treat for me to be here tonight. And by the way, Jack, what kind of a party are we having here?
Well, now, Phil, we really hadn't planned anything special, but seeing all these fine-looking policemen here gives me an idea. Why not have a policeman's ball in honor of policemen and officers of the law everywhere, huh?
Well, nothing could suit me better, Jack. You know, I used to be a policeman myself.
No kidding. You a policeman?
Yes, and in Brooklyn, too.
Well, that makes everything perfect, Phil. With you to help out with the entertainment and the police officers here to dance with our pretty hayloft girls, why, no wonder we want to shout hooray and yippee-yi-yaddy-yay. Sweet Adeline to old Aunt Fanny. Oh, I tell you, we're ready for our policeman's ball, all right. I know that Archie and Lulabelle and Scotty are ready, but say, Ken, how about you boys?
Oh, just a jiff and I'll find out, Jack. Are you ready, Henry?
Ready is right, folks. And it's another old-time ditty from Hezzy, Ken, Gill, and Gabe, the Hoosier Hotshot.
Like a motorman's glove.
Oh, the Bowery, we don't go there anymore.
He wears a tuxedo, and gee, how it fits. He looks like the head waiter up at the Ritz. While me, I wear a gown that's got 28 slits.
When Francis dances with me.
Yep, his hair shines like diamonds. He combs it down flat. Ah, he wears a Palm Beach suit and a brown derby hat. Now, you know that a guy couldn't look better than that.
When Francis dances with me, oh, yeah. When Francis dances with me.
At the telephone. Hello, this is Dr. Winterbottom. Advice the Lovelorn. What's your problem?
My problem is I'm from Brooklyn.
That's all right. You can't help it. Go ahead.
Now, when I take my girl to the movies and I buy her an ice cream sundae and then take her home in my car, What I want to know is, should I kiss her goodnight on the front porch?
Has she got money?
Well, I never thought of that.
Well, think of it. I mean, my advice to you is, you've done enough for her already, has he?
No.
Oh, the Bowery, we don't go there anymore.
Jack, when does the eat month start? I'm so hungry I could eat a hen and 9 chickens and run a rooster a mile.
Well, Pat Buttram, you'll just have to wait. You know, we're having a policeman's ball tonight, and no one eats unless he's wearing a policeman's uniform.
Oh, is that all there is to it? Well, get the food ready, because I'll be right back. Well, howdy, Jack. Here I am, Officer Buttram Lee Fortin.
Oh, now, Pat, this is too much to believe. Even if you did change into a uniform in nothing flat. If you're a real policeman, where are you stationed?
Well, right now, they got me on a secret mission. Oh. Yeah, that's it, a secret mission.
Mm-hmm. And what is the secret mission?
Well, I don't know. It was such a big secret, they wouldn't even tell me what.
Now, wait a minute. I'll find out if you're the real McCoy or not. Say, Phil Regan, just what do you think of this?
Well, frankly, Jack, I don't believe he's a policeman at all.
Oh, you don't, huh? Just read that badge. Look.
Vote for Landon.
No, that's wrong badge. No. No, you don't think I'm a real policeman?
Well, I certainly do not. You know, I'd hate to have you working on a case with me. You know, Pat, I don't believe you could find a billy goat in a phone booth.
Well, I could if the wind was right. I've been working on an important case already. In fact, all day I've had my ear to the ground.
Yes, and it looks like somebody stepped on it, too.
Who is this fella, Jack? Where does he get off this?
Never mind now, Pat. We're here to find out if you're a policeman or not. You know, Phil Regan here used to be a policeman, and as a matter of fact, I did, too.
Is that right, Jack? I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. Up in Canada, Red Coat, Northwest Mounted, 1928.
Well, I was Blue Coat's Brooklyn Police Force, 1931.
Well, I was Overcoat, Ziegenheimer's Bargain Basement, 1995. Well, I know. I know all about police doings and policemen. We got a police force down in Winston County headed by Clancy Higgins. Good old Clancy. Goes to church every Sunday, and when the collection plate comes round, he always just shows his badge.
Say, Pat, would you mind if I asked you a question or two about your police activities?
Oh, still don't believe I'm a policeman, huh? Go right ahead, all right?
All right. Now, suppose that there was a mob on a street corner, and you were assigned to break it up. Yeah. Now, Pat, just how would you disperse the mob?
Well, that's easy. I'd just pass the hat.
Well, look, Pat, here's another problem. Suppose a friend shot at you.
No, not me. I ain't got no friend.
All right, then. An enemy shoots at you.
No, I ain't got no enemies, no.
All right, then. A stranger shoots at you.
Well, come to think of it, I don't believe I got any strangers either. But all fooling aside, I'll let you in on a secret, Phil. I ain't a real policeman.
Well, I thought not.
But I'd sure like to be. Say, Phil, do you think I could ever be a real policeman like these fellas here? No.
Well, I don't know, Pat. Now, are you willing to face a little danger?
And I'm afraid that wouldn't work, no. All I can do is just get up here on Saturday nights and tell jokes.
Well, Pat, the kind of jokes that you tell, I think that's dangerous enough. Oh. Well, here's your chance now, Pat. You can prove to us whether or not you're really a policeman. I just got word from one of the officers that there is a holdup two blocks due north of here.
Where'd you say it was?
It's due north.
Well, I'll see you later.
Hey, come here. Where are you going?
I'm due south. I'll see you later.
All right, Policeman Buttram. And thanks, Bill Regan. You really showed Pat Buttram up for it.
Well, it was fun, Jack. In fact, I'm having a swell time here tonight, and I'm really enjoying myself.
Well, so are we. And there's only one thing I can think of to make it more enjoyable for everybody, and that's to have Phil Regan sing. How about that, folks? There you are, Phil. Go right ahead.
Well, Jack, I'd like to dedicate my first song to the stalwart men of the police forces throughout this great country of ours and Canada.
Over in Killarney many years ago, me mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. 'Twas just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me this day. For a lover, lover, for a lover, for a lover, lover, hush now, don't you cry. For a lover, lover, for a lover, for a lover, that the night reached love.
Now about, well, how about a song for all the wives, daughters, and sweethearts of policemen everywhere?
If I'd loved you time and again, I would try to say, all I want you to know. If I'd loved you, what wouldn't come in an easy way? Round in not afraid and shy. I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me, off you would go another day. Never.
We've got to keep things moving, folks, and here's something I know you've all been waiting for, a song from our two Hayloft sweethearts, Lulabelle and Scotty.
Quit flirting with that movie act, Lou, and let's see who broke the lock.
Behind the barn, down on my knees, I thought I heard a chicken sneeze. It was only the rooster saying his prayers, telling his troubles to the hens upstairs. Now, who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door?
My turn now, isn't it? I like this. A hen and a rooster lived away out west. Said the hen to the rooster, I love you best. The rooster said, now I know that's a lie, because I saw you in the alley with an old Shanghai. Now, who broke that lock?
I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door?
Out in the barn with the rats and the mice, the horse and the flea were shooting dice. The horse, he slipped and he saw on his flea. Flea said, whoa, that's a horse on me. Who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock on the hen-house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen-house door?
This is a good tune. Oh, there once was a doctor and his name was Greg. He fell in a well and he broke his leg. Served him right, he should have stayed at home and doctored the sick and let the well alone. Now, who broke the lock?
I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door?
The old hen cackled, she cackled in the barn. The rooster said, won't you have a grain of corn? The old hen cackled, she cackled in the lot. But the next time she cackled in the pot. Who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door?
Get out of here.
Who broke the lock on the hen house door?
Ha ha.
Lula Bell and Scotty, you sure sang that old-timer to a fare thee well. I could tell the policemen liked it by the smiles on their faces, all right.
You just listen and you'll find out, Jack.
Here, now, wait a minute. What's going on over there by that squad car?
Huh? You just listen, you'll find out, Jack.
Calling all cars. Due to the hot weather this week, all policemen may now unbutton their coats, that is all.
fool me with those shenanigans, Hoosier Hotshot. You fellas scamper back here and get going on those musical pots and pans of yours and give us that famous Indiana corn cert. You know, the one that was most popular with all the soldiers overseas, including the MPs.
Yes, Jack, a cantata from the foothills of Indiana, the Indiana concert, or it could not happen at the Metropolitan. Has he? Gabriel.
Si, senor. That's a grande cafe, but...
Hey, you're not in Italy now. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Mother-in-law.
Well, I didn't want my boy to marry you in the first place.
But, sweetheart, I must confess, when the sun sinks in the west, there's one whisper that I love the best.
When the pussy willow whispers to the catnip, to the catnip, to you by the score, whisper what I never whispered before. Let the bees make their beaches. Let the butterflies make butter all day through. But when the pussy willow whispers to the catnip, I whisper sweet whispers to you. Ali-o-le, ee-oo-dee-dee-o, ee-oo-dee-ay, o-lay-dee. Ali-o-le, ee-oo-dee-dee-o, I whisper sweet whispers to you.
We've enjoyed this opportunity of paying tribute to the policemen and officers of the law everywhere. They all deserve our fullest cooperation and our respect. And say, no policeman's ball would be complete without some good old waltz tunes. Bill Regan, you start us off and we'll all chime in with you.
With all the celebrities we have here tonight, it shouldn't be much trouble getting you all to sing. Come on, Judge Sullivan.
It's the same old song they sing. I love you.
Come on, everyone sing.
The daughter of Officer Kelly, and his father.
Come on, everyone, let's hear it outside. Come on.
When they shot in the forest of Nellie, I love you, sweet Rosie O'Grady, my dear little Rose. She's my steady lady.
Come on, everyone, let's hear it out.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Go